Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
We're on the after show. Van, how do you maintain friendships with ardent Trump supporters like Jeffrey Lord and Kayleigh McEnany?
Drugs.
I was going to say.
I don't do drugs, though. You guys had a lot longer.
Really?
I actually never.
Oh. Never had a drink either?
I felt so bad.
You should feel bad.
Anyway, so.
You don't know what you're missing. It's never too late.
I
could get you fucked up.
Frankly, hanging around Jeffrey Lord has got to be pretty fucked up. So
you'll think you're Van Johnson when you leave here.
Can I just vouch though? I just see Van. We do CNN together occasionally. And he's always just a nice guy to people offset, and I appreciate that.
I appreciate that, and I'll tell you why. Everybody's focused.
Kumbaya.
This is pure self-interest. Everybody's focused on Tuesday, the day of the election. I'm focused on Wednesday, the day after the election, when the Trump voters are not leaving America, the Clinton voters are not leaving America, Black Lives Matter is not leaving, and the cops aren't leaving.
Right.
We're all going to be here together. We need to start working it out.
Chelsea, how would you compare sexism in Hollywood to sexism in politics?
I guess, you know, sexism is pretty, rampant everywhere. I think watching Hillary and having her do this, like, to think about what somebody goes through for any campaign and then to think that she's done this so many times, like, and the idea that that's labeled, like, to all the young girls that are growing up in this country, that's, she's vilified so much because she's got ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you think
why are we saying that that's bad, that she has an agenda? Her agenda is public service. She's not evil. Yeah, she's not perfect. You know, they do some, like, sketchy things. I'm okay with it. Like, I'm okay with a little bit of that. I don't think I think that the sexism plays such a major role in this election.
But the weird thing to me is that you have the most qualified woman.
Person.
I want to keep it gendered. The most qualified woman in the history of the world versus the least qualified human being to do anything at all.
What he said earlier about if this were a black man, it's like if Hillary were, you know, if Hillary had filed bankruptcy four times with four huge casinos, if she had been caught on tape saying these things, mm-hmm. if she'd done half of this shit, she wouldn't be a nominee. He's a nominee.
Say, the whole deal about, man, honestly, about Hillary being the most qualified person, I'm like, what has she done?
Oh,
you know, Syria, there's 500,000 people that have been murdered in Syria. I'm saying war is
Rick,
on fire. There's not been a single alliance built the Secretary
of
State.
We're not on the network anymore.
No,
she
was a top foreign policy official.
But Secretary of State cannot control the world. You cannot really think.
Wait. She traveled to 100 countries in 4 years. Doing working out negotiations.
But how many alliances did she build?
Hold on a
zero.
That's not true.
There's not
a single new alliance.
Where's the new
NATO? Where's the Asian
alliance? What do you mean the new NATO? We have NATO. It was built in 1949.
Exactly.
The other asshole wants to get rid of it.
Well, I'm just saying, I just call out the whole thing.
I think you're attracted to her. That's what I
Can I show you something? That's not the case.
You did.
Say whatever you want.
You did once walk toward her.
You didn't make a move on her.
All right.
You didn't make a move on her.
But can we just, honestly, I'll give you two. One, Hamas, Israel. They could have been in a massive, you would have had dead children across the Middle East.
She got
in there and stopped it in 12 hours. That is very, very difficult.
And by the way, also Libya. Was about stopping dead children.
And
that was we got in there for a humanitarian reason.
And the other
people
thing is,
forget that.
And the other thing is, let's not forget.
But she gets credit for that.
Are
she gets
you
credit
okay
for that, but not take it, doesn't take any blame for Syria.
For humanitarian reasons?
Well,
how can she take blame for Syria?
Why are you blaming her? What could a person do?
She's a top foreign policy official in the administration.
But you're saying she could get on the phone to the nefarious people we can't even identify who are fighting the government and tell these people who We don't even know who they are. Don't do it.
No, I'm saying that she...
It's just
she,
insane.
They could have had a safe passage for refugees. They could have grounded
the Air Force.
First of all, she was a fan of the Russian reset, don't forget.
First of all, your calendar is so screwed up. She wasn't even in position by that point. But I'll give you one more.
Well, Trump always says that, too. He says in the debates, he's like, she's been there for 30 years. Yes, as First Lady, she should have personally rewritten the tax code.
So,
yeah, right.
I'm not going to let you get away with this. Seriously.
All right.
Iran, she has no alliances. She went and got Russia. She went and got China and most of the world to squeeze Iran in a way that got us out of a fast track under George W. Bush for them to have nuclear weapons. That is very tough to do. What have you done, by the way, to come remotely close to anything like that?
Listen, first of all, I'll say, number one, I was the author of the public housing reform, the biggest housing reform in 60 years.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Number two, I was the author of a bill that allowed disabled people to go back to work and keep their health care.
The ones Donald Trump's making
fun of? And got signed into law.
Yeah, but Rick.
So I'm happy, but I'm just saying.
But what did you do about the cattle futures, Rick?
Okay.
What about the cattle futures?
I was asleep at the switch with that.
You fucked up on that one, man.
All right. Okay. Thank you, everybody. You're a great crowd. We'll see you next week.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.